Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you again for being in our midst, and I thank you for all that you're going to do today. Bless every teacher, bless pastor, as we come forth, Lord, be with us and help us to minister your word according to all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, let's see, we stopped it around verse 7. And Jesus is leaving. He's telling them.
What chapter?
St. John chapter 16.
Okay.
And he's on his way to Gethsemane, and he is explaining about how he's going to have to. He's going to leave, and the Holy Spirit's going to come. Verse 5 reads, "But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart." This shows that what's in God's heart. Sometimes we have to transition what we're used to what God is guiding us to. And sorrow filled their heart. And their experience with Jesus, even though it was a growing relationship where they were growing and watching him do things, Every step he took them in was better.
Amen. And not only that, any trouble they got in, he got them out.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't want? I mean, I wouldn't want a person like that to leave.
No. And what they were used to was gonna sour fill their heart.
Uh-huh.
My relationship with the Lord, I used to be very cautious about going in his presence. You know, before I ask some questions, I'd pray a while and probably read some scriptures, and I was kind of cautious. And then I, in relating to him, he showed me you don't have to be cautious like that. He didn't say that, but I could detect it. And I just started asking him questions, and, you know, the ritual part was gone. Just follow me. You know, you know what I'm saying? You grow in your relationship, and you transition. He said, so sorrow filled their heart. He said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you."
Mm-hmm.
And this ended up being better, because we're studying Acts in the next class, and we see what they did. They turned the world upside down.
Amen. Yes, they did. Amen.
And they did it according to what he's going to say next. When the Comforter comes, he's going to guide you. He's a gentleman. He's not. People say he'll make you do right. No, he will help you. You want to do right, and he'll give you the wisdom.
All right,
he'll commune with you and show you his road. He'll show you his path.
Mm-hmm.
He'll show you things. And there's power, like Jesus said. You have the endurance. You have the power to go forward, even in opposition, even in warfare. And anybody that will walk by faith, they're going to find something out. They're going to find out that they really can't lose. And sometimes, Lord, some of the things he gave me to do, I was half reluctant about it. I did it because he said it. I said, "Now, this don't work." You know, I wasn't always 100% with what he wanted me to do. But I would do what he said. I said, "I'm going to see if this is going to work." It always worked. The authority I learned from Kenneth Hagin, it works.
Amen.
I had 100% success in stopping gunfights with words. Hey, the Lord taught me how to do it. He said, "You tell Satan what he can't do, he can't do it."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Satan, you can't kill nobody," and nobody ever got killed.
And you were in one of those bad neighborhoods.
Yeah. If you go to my old house, I took the windows out where they used to have the gunfight. It's a solid wall on that side. I reinforced it too. But I was right there. And it works. Not just in church, it works everywhere you go.
You were definitely out of that neighborhood.
Well, I learned it at the right time too. I thank God for it. But transition, that's what they're doing. They're going from one thing to a greater.
Do we do that?
We have to, yeah. We have to.
Do we do transition? Sometimes our transition looks like it's worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But all things work together for the good of the Lord.
Yeah.
When you pray in the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. it's really better. Sometimes it looks like, this looks like a setback. Mm-hmm. This transition.
Yeah. See, before I learned about authority, that was hardly no gunfight. It would be a gunfight. It got intense. Once I learned about authority, it was necessary for me to know it. And every 2 weeks, it would be a bad gunfight. I know the difference between firecrackers, TNT, and different types of guns.
Yeah.
I know when they're shooting a shotgun. I know when they're shooting a 9mm. I got used to it.
Yeah.
I live in Fairfield, so I can relate.
As a transition, when you're trying to transition for the better, the enemy always comes to try to tell you it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But as long as you keep that faith, knowing whose you are, you can get through that transition.
That's right.
Come and on then you, when you get through, I know it had to be God. Because there's some things you know you didn't do on your own. You know it had to be God.
Mm-hmm. At first, I used to be surprised, and then I kind of got used to it. And then I expected it to work all the time, and it did. And every time, you have to use your faith. It's not a ritual. It's you using your faith. And if you don't believe, somebody can get killed. And it.
A friend of mine has this. He has. I've probably seen him on television. Coach Bell, Coach Lee, well, I remember when we grew up.
Yeah.
But anyway, his motto is. What's keeping him alive and his cancer shrinking is faith, not fear.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
That's good.
And that's what you had when you went in that neighborhood doing that. You had faith, for if you had that fear, you wouldn't have been able to accomplish what you did.
Mm-mm.
It was standing on that faith.
On that faith.
That God is going to do what he said he's going to do, because that's what his word says.
Right. And nobody died in front of me, and I thank God for
it.
The thing is, when the fear that comes and the challenges, they are distractions to get your eye divided. What I mean by that, you're standing on the word, you're looking at the Lord. As long as you're standing on the word and you're expecting you're in faith, you're looking at him, and it changes everything. And then I started. The Lord, every time I get used to one thing, then the Lord will do something greater. And sometimes people get off the bus at that point.
Uh-huh.
But I said, well, I'm going to trust the Lord on this, and I'm going to go forward. And he, you know, and it always worked out. But if you can cross that threshold, just like what Pastor's talking about, he saw those doors. And you gotta choose one. And the Lord presented me with two options a few weeks ago, and I chose what he wanted the most. And that's the option that will do the most good. But if you run to his will and do it with dedication, enthusiasm, you're gonna find out you can't fail. You're gonna hit the target. And that's what he's saying, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. And he comes with a mission. We'll touch on it this week and finish it next week. He said, and when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin, mm-hmm. and of righteousness and of judgment. He said, of sin, because they believe not on me. They don't know the word. They, you know, the people you're reaching, they don't study like they should. They don't. They're not in union with the Lord. So the Holy Spirit is going to work through you and raise the standard. As long as you focus on Him and do what He give you to do, you're interrupting what the world is doing. Light interrupts everything. And sometimes I don't want to offend nobody. I don't want to. You got to. You're raising the bar every time you do something under the instruction of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He said of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged.
Mm-hmm.
And a righteousness, I skipped one, a righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. So now the standard's going, they're going to be looking at you, not me. And the Holy Spirit's working you. That's what the world will see. And then of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged.
So who is the prince of this world?
Satan.
Okay.
So, and see, he's out of business. We're in business. He's out of authority. We have it. We put him out of business. And all we enforce his defeat.
Amen.
And stop his works at our will. What we loose is loosed, and what we bind is bound. And that's what the Holy Spirit, that's the work that he came to do in us. And I thank God for it.
Amen.
So with all this being said, communion is required, because how are you going to trust somebody you don't know? The reason that they didn't, that they rejected Jesus, was because they didn't know him or the Father. Even though we're saved by him, we have to endeavor to get to know him and what he's saying and why. Ask him all the questions and concerns you got, because he's got the answers. The questions in the back of your mind can slow you down, but if he answers them, you'll do his work in more confidence. And I used to, everything that would cause a badge of doubt, I'd say, Lord, what about this? And then, he'd always answer me, whether he'd tell me himself through a message or through somebody else. And Jesus said, we don't live by bread alone, but by every word. And I was telling Alicia that this morning. We live by primarily the written word, and then the Holy Spirit within, and also the Holy Spirit in others. Because he'll use, the Lord is not wasteful. If he told Mary something, and I'm praying for this fact, I want to know it. He already gave it to Mary, so he'll cause Mary to say what I need, because he's not wasteful. He doesn't waste words. And sometimes the people that cross your path, he'll cause them to say exactly what you need at a strategic time. But if sometimes people discount it because the person's young or old or whatever. But I know he's going to answer. I don't know how he's going to do it, and I don't care. Just as long as I get my answer.
Amen.
All right. 1 Corinthians 11. Communion with the Lord. Verse 24. And when he gave them examples, Jesus always gave them examples to help them remember. Because everything that he says is under attack. But the examples, this is like an example. He said, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, and saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. And as we draw near to him, he draws near to us. And we learn to transition. And every transition is a transition of victory. Sometimes it's beyond our knowledge and intelligence, but that's the call of the day. That's the building block of the Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word, your wisdom, your guidance. Help us to transition and do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.